This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. The swatting incident on the University of Colorado Boulder campus yesterday was part of a string of hoaxes around the country. CPR's Tony Gorman reports several schools were targeted.
Swatting is when someone calls in a fake threat to public safety, such as an active shooter, prompting an aggressive police response. The FBI's Denver division confirmed they're seeing an increase in swatting across the country. Villanova, for example, has experienced two such incidents in the past week. Other universities include South Carolina, Tennessee Chattanooga, and Kansas State. The CU Boulder campus was put under a shelter-in-place order Monday after receiving a report of shots fired at the Norlin Library. Officers searched buildings for hours before determining the call was fake. The university says the CUPD will have an increased presence on campus as it investigates. I'm Tony Gorman, CPR News.
Colorado and Denver officials are pushing back against the Trump administration in a sprawling immigration fight. CPR's Allison Sherry.
The Trump v. Colorado lawsuit was filed in May and included Denver's mayor, its sheriff, Colorado's attorney general, and the governor as defendants. The suit alleges the state's, quote, sanctuary laws inhibit federal immigration enforcement. In motions to dismiss filed this week, city and state officials say immigration enforcement isn't their problem. The filings also argue that state and local police, which are not allowed to hold people at ICE's request or share information with ICE, should be focused on solving local crimes and not conducting immigration enforcement.
This is CPR News. It's 6:06.